It's really good to be here this weekend at St. Teresa's. I'm very grateful to Father Reynolds for the invitation to be here. My name is Father TJ. I work for the diocese. I'll talk a little bit more about what I do a little bit later, but I am struck by the great number of people that are here. I'm guessing that most of the time there aren't this many people. It's almost like there's a big game or something going on tonight. So I hope you guys have fun. I hope you you enjoy the game. But it is important that we come together on this very Super Sunday to celebrate the fact that our God calls us. He calls us all to something very special, something unique, and He does that because He loves us. During this couple of weeks of ordinary time, we've heard a lot of readings about different people throughout Scripture, throughout salvation history that have been called. A couple of weeks ago, we heard that famous story of Samuel when he was sleeping in the temple of the Lord and God calling to him, "Samuel, Samuel." And he finally answers by saying, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Last week in the first reading, we heard about Jonah, who God called Jonah to go out to Nineveh and help convert the hearts of those who were in that city. And he did. And in the Gospels the last couple of weeks, we've heard the story of Jesus walking through the Sea of Galilee, walking along and saying to those who were fishing, "Come and follow me." And Simon and Andrew and James and John, they left their nets and they followed our Lord. And so it's a reminder to us that we are called to follow the Lord wherever He calls us. In today's responsorial psalm, we so beautifully sang, "If today you hear God's hearts, you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts." You see, God calls us. He calls each and every one of us to something special, to something unique. I don't know what that call is for everyone in here, but God does. And He invites you to listen to His voice, to seek His voice calling out to you, to whatever it is that He's asking you to do. So we are called to be open to that voice, to say to God, "Speak, for your servant is listening." To say to God, "My heart is open and I am ready." Because if we harden our hearts to God's call, we're probably going to be just a little bit unhappy. And that's not what God wants. Another great example of God being able to call whoever He wants is in the gospel today. Jesus calls out the evil spirit from the man and says, "Come out of there. You're not allowed to be in there." So if evil is going to listen to Jesus, then we probably should too. Especially if He's calling us to do something. Well, my friends, as I said earlier, I work for the diocese. My job title is Director of Vocations. And what that means is that I get to go out to parishes, I get to go out to schools, and I get to talk to people about how God might be calling them to serve. And certainly the majority of you here in the church today are called to the vocation of marriage. And the second reading, very, very helpful for those of us called to the sacrament of marriage. But I have a special vocation that I try to help people understand, and that's the vocation to priesthood and to the consecrated life. You see, I'm here because I need your help. I am the only priest in the whole archdiocese that goes around and talks to schools and parishes and young people about giving their life to Jesus as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And this is how you can help me. You can help me by offering to lend your voice to Christ, to say to others, or maybe say to God yourself, maybe you have a call to priesthood or to the consecrated life. So this is how you can help me. Young people that are wondering, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to do something cool and awesome and amazing? Do you want to do something to help a lot of people? If so, be open to the possibility of being a priest or a nun, because it is awesome. It is so much fun being a priest of Jesus Christ. I get to meet so many cool people, and I get to bring joy and hope and peace to so many people. I've been a priest 5.5 years, and I can't think of anything I could do with my life that's more fulfilling or more fun than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So young people, when you're thinking about what do you want to do with your life, how do you want to help people, how do you want to serve, please be open to the possibility that God might be calling you to the priesthood or consecrated life, because it is an amazing call and an amazing gift that God gives to some people. Now, parents, I need your help as well, because I need you to encourage and support your sons and daughters. And I need you to say to your sons and daughters, if you want to do something spectacular and amazing with your life, consider being a priest or a nun, because it's an awesome way to live your life. Parents, I ask that of you, because my parents said that to me when I was a kid. Growing up, my parents would sit down with my brother and I, and they say, look, guys, when you're thinking about what you want to do with life, one of the possibilities we hope you consider is priesthood, because we would be so proud if one of our sons was to serve the Lord as a priest. And I think that the prayers and support and encouragement that my parents had for me help make me become a priest today. So I'm very, very grateful to my parents' support. And I'd ask you parents to talk to your kids about that, because it is awesome. It is such a great gift that you can give the church and to give to God by offering one of your sons or daughters in complete service to the Lord's kingdom as a priest, a brother, a sister, or a nun. And people of God, I need your help as well. Because I need your help. Because you might know some young people. Maybe it's a nephew or a niece. Maybe it's a grandkid. Maybe it's somebody who's in this church that you look at and you say, man, they are holy. They are awesome. It would be so cool if they were a priest or a nun. And if you see young people in your homes, in your parishes, in your families, then I want you to say to them, I see in you some great traits and qualities, and I would be so proud if you were to answer the call to serve God. You see, my friends, we can work together to foster a culture of vocations in our local church. I'd ask you to help make St. Teresa a hotbed of vocations, where you men and women come out of this parish wanting to serve God, wanting to be a part of this kingdom, to be able to say to God, I lay down my life for you. I want to serve you as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. I don't have to tell you how many fewer priests and nuns we have now than we had 50 or 75 years ago. We need young people to answer the call to serve God. And I would ask you, please, to help me to encourage, to support vocations of the priesthood and consecrated life, that men and women may be willing to lay down their lives in service to God. You know, I wish I could just go out to a field somewhere and just pull out a whole bunch of boys and girls, men and women, and throw them into seminaries and convents. But priests and nuns don't grow on trees. You know where they come from? They come from your families. They come from parishes just like this one. They come from pews at St. Teresa's and other parishes. And men and women courageously step forward and say, yes, Lord, I am your servant. I will do your will. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If God is calling you to lay down your life in service to Him as a priest, a brother, or a sister, a nun, invite God into your hearts. And families, if you know of people in your family who you think would be really, really good at that, who might be called to the priesthood or consecrated life, please encourage them. Please support them. Together we can work to foster a culture of vocations in our local church. One more thing I need to do today, and that's ask for money. I bet it's that's your favorite part. I'm asking today for money for the DSF, the Diocesan Service Fund. Every year it's the campaign that goes on across the Archdiocese. One of the ministries that's benefited in DSF is my ministry, the Ministry of Vocations. We have 52 men in formation for the seminary to be priest in Houston. And that their education, all of their books, all of their expenses as seminarians comes from the wonderful generosity of the people of God who donate to DSF. Office of Vocations is one of 60 ministries that has benefited from the generosity of you in the DSF program. Every year you hear from your pastor, Father Reynolds, from the Cardinal about how much we need to be able to support the ministries of our local church. DSF is a reminder that we are one body in Christ. We're not just serving the people here in Sugar Land at St. Teresa's. We're serving the needs of all of God's people in our local church. We have lots of ministries that provide for the poor, that help those who are needy. Ministries like San Jose Clinic, ministries like hospital chaplaincy, prison ministries, things that aren't focused and housed in one particular parish, but that benefit all of the people of God. So on behalf of one of the people who receive generosity from DSF, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for considering to allow the gospel message of love to be made known to our local church. St. Teresa's goal is around $200,000 for the next year. This past year, you guys exceeded goal by about $22,000. So thanks for that generosity. I'd ask you to continue to be generous. to be generous, to share what you have with others so that the kingdom of God can be made known to all of the ends of the earth. This week you should have gotten a letter from Cardinal DiNardo from the diocese that had a pledge envelope that had more information about DSF. If you didn't get one, the envelope looks like this. You can get one of these envelopes on the tables. The ushers can help you. I'd ask you please to be generous. I ask you please to give what you can to help provide the needs for all of the diocese and all of the ways that we serve. I thank you very, very, very much for your generosity, for your support, not only financially, but especially spiritually. I thank you for helping, joining me in praying for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life. I thank you for encouraging young people that you know to offer to give their lives to our Lord Jesus. As we continue in prayer today, we ask our Lord to help us be open to hear his voice, so that when he calls, we may be open to listen, that we don't shut down our hearts, that we don't say to God, no, you know what, no thanks. Our God is generous. Our God is loving. He loves us a lot. He calls us to holiness and he calls us to love. And may that spirit of love continue to change us, to transform us, so that we may become more like our God. May the Lord's voice call to each and every one of us. And may we have the courage and the strength and the grace from the Holy Spirit to figure out what that purpose is that God created in us, of what it is that God is asking for each and every one of us. May our God bless us, and may he continue to strengthen us so that we can walk on our journey with him.